Welcome, welcome everybody to a brand new episode of the All Moose Podcast. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this episode. I'm pumped up, fam. If you haven't done so yet, it will mean so much to me to leave a review on the show. Come on, fam. Listen. First of all, if you've been listening to this podcast for the last, at least for one episode, if this is your second episode or your 200th episode, or you've been back to backing it and you love this podcast and you haven't left a review, especially if you are listening to this on Apple Podcast, on that platform, and you haven't left a review, come on, fam, do me that solid. Take 2 minutes of your time to do that. It helps with the growth of the podcast. It helps with the new people who are listening in for the first time. So when people listen in, or they're looking at this show, it's recommended to them. They scroll down and they see your review on what this show means and does for you, which helps so much. So if you can take 2 minutes to do that, it would mean a lot to me. Also, if you get inspired throughout the show, if you find this valuable, put it up on your social media platforms and tell people to check it out. Send a text message to your friend. Yo, check this out. You got to hear this, because that can change somebody's life. That could be the start of it all. Somebody you care about, somebody you love, somebody you want to change, who you want them to change their perspective. Send it to them. And if you're somebody and you're here right now, if you're listening to this and you're somebody where someone sent you the text, yo, check this out, and you're that person, welcome. Welcome. Someone thought about you. That person thought about you, your friend, your sister, your uncle, your brother, your family member, whoever it is, they sent you this and they said, you got to check this out. Just remember, it's for a reason. There's a reason behind it. And there's something that was said on this show that can probably help you in your situation. Well, that will help you in your situation, whatever it is that you're going through in your life. It could bring awareness. It could bring some type of change in perspective, right? It could bring clarity. It could bring, you know, energy. It can start momentum, right? It could start something. It could spark an idea, and then you're like, oh, let's go. So listen carefully, fam, and let's jump into it. Let's jump into it. Talking about listen carefully, how are you listening to this right now? The foundation of your mind is always present. Remember this, the foundation of your mind is always present, meaning your priorities on what you care about is always present. It's there when you're listening. You're listening to this for a reason. You're coming at it from a certain angle. Now, so many people listen to this show, and every single person is listening from a different perspective. They're paying attention to something. They're paying attention to one thing. They're listening with a different pair of ears. My question is, there is no right way. There's no bad way. My question is, what is it? What is that, right? What is it? What is your perspective? What is the angle you're coming into this with? You need to understand that about yourself, because a mind that has no intention to change, think about it. A mind that's already solidified on its ways, a mind that's stuck to its ways by choice. Anything can be said on this, right? Anything can be said. I can say anything. And if a mind has no intention to change, then it's not going to do anything for you. It's not going to, nothing is going to happen, because you're here for a certain reason outside of actual change. So a mind that's already solidified, I'm really not going to do anything. It's hope, maybe. I'm listening with a closed mind. I'm listening with one toe in the water. I'm listening with one foot in the water. I'm listening, just dipping my toes in the water, just listening, just to see that maybe, do I agree? I'm listening to see if I agree or disagree, to see if this is connected or aligned with my beliefs. If you're coming from that angle, then you're only listening to parts of it. You're not really listening. Like, yeah, I like when he said that. I don't like when he said this. I agree with this, and I don't agree with that. Because if I were happen to agree with that, it would change my exact, it would change my entire course that I'm on. I've been walking down this road for a long time. If I happen to agree with everything that this dude says, then it's going to take me off the course that I'm on or that I've been on, and it's going to change my perspective somehow, and I don't want that to happen. So now you have so many people protecting their outlook on life. So they're protecting their perspective. Now, if you're protecting your perspective, then you're not really listening. I'm protecting my perspective. Why would anybody want to do that? I want to protect how I see the world. I don't want anything to influence that, because how I see the world allows me to stay the same, allows me to go down the same road that I've been on for a long time. So I see the world like this. I'm listening to this information from a certain perspective on how I see the world, and based on my priorities, I'm looking to agree or disagree. I don't agree with that. I agree with this. I didn't like when he said that. It's all why, right? The question to all of it is, why not? Why don't you? Oh, so if I said this, why? Oh, because I don't think that's what's real. I don't believe in that. I don't think that's truth. This is what people, this is how people justify, right? But there's something interesting that if one were to change their perspective just a slight, just a bit on anything, their entire life, the entire environment, the people around them starts to change. The world is in your head. Remember this, the world is in your head. You see the world, we all see the world as we are. Now, if you are stuck on a certain way, then the people around you have a certain equity, a certain value to you, right? Brand equity. When you think of Anthony Minaya, something pops in your head. There's a energy that comes with it. There's a feeling that comes with it. When you listen to the sound of my voice, and not just me, we're talking about everybody, but when you listen to this, there's something that happens to you in your mind. You're like, oh, there's a level of whatever for you, right? Because something about me does that to you based on your perspective, what you see, what you care about, what you value, right? The moment you start changing your perspective on yourself and on certain things, and this is going to hit you differently. It either hits you harder than ever before, or it's something that you no longer listen to, because now your priorities changed. Oh, I'm going to change my, I've changed the way I see certain things within myself or where I'm going or whatever it is. Something changed. So then now you go on and I'm going to do something else, right? It's like transfer of, there's a transfer of energy going on every time. So I'm asking you, are you aware? Are you aware of how you are listening to everything or to anything or to even this type of information, to anything that you read, to every conversation? You're coming at it from a certain point of view. You're coming at it with a certain foundation. You're coming at it from a certain angle. You're coming at it with a foundation. Okay, this is what I prioritize. This is what I care about. This is what I value. You're jumping into everything and you're listening with a, you're listening either to agree or disagree. Are you listening to understand? Are you listening to, I don't know, what is your perspective? What is your reason why? Now, why is this important? Because anything can be said, right? This episode right now can completely change the course of your life if you allowed it to. It can completely change your life completely. We're talking about 100,000%, like completely turn your life around if you want it to. But it all depends on how you are listening to what is being said and what you get out of it and how you implement it, how you implement what is being said, how you listen and how you see it. So I spend the first 10 minutes talking about listening. I want to transition into being consumed. What are you consumed by that is keeping you in the same place? What are you consumed by that is getting you to ignore the root cause to the problems of the mind? Just think about it, fam. Think about what I said when I said the world is in your head and we see the world as we are. This is something that I say throughout this entire podcast. This show in general is about perspective. Now, if you're looking at things and how can I word this in a way that I'm visualizing this stuff and I'm wanting to word this in a way that I can, from what I see and how I'm seeing it, I want the words, I want it to be exactly communicated based on how I'm visualizing this right now, this entire process. So be a little bit patient, fam, with me right now. If you hear a little bit of hesitation, if you hear a little bit of pauses, if you hear a little bit of me slowing down a little bit, it's just to make sure that I get this out exactly how I'm seeing it. Because I want, this is communication right here. This is relationship, right? You and I right now have a relationship. And the only way we can have a relationship is if we are seeing this. We're both seeing this because I can communicate this. I don't know how you're taking it, but I want to communicate it where there's no confusion, right? From my end. So then you can take it however you're going to take it. So it's my priority to make sure that this is broken down very clear. What do you consume by? What consumes your mind? We have limited attention. What is consuming you on the day-to-day that's taking you away from seeing yourself? The mind is free for all. Ah, man, I really hope you guys are following this. The mind is free for all. You can think whatever it is you want to think. You could visualize whatever you want to visualize. You could become whatever you set your mind to if you really, really, really wanted something and you understood what it actually took to get to that point and you actually understand, you're aware enough to understand, okay, in order to be this, these are the things I have to do in order to do that. And when you really want it, there is no hesitation. When you really want it, there's no doubt. I want this. This is how I want to be. This is what I visualize myself as, and I'm going to go do whatever it takes to be that because I am very clear on the process. I understand what it takes to become that. That could be anything. You want to be a millionaire. You want to be clear. You want to live a fulfilling life, passionate life. There's things you need to understand. But what is consuming you on the day-to-day that is stopping you from ever seeing yourself? There's a disconnect in the process when you say, okay, I want this, but I don't want to do what it takes to become that. I want change, but I don't want transformation. I'm unwilling to do what it actually takes to get to this point. So then it's like, what are you doing? And why is there a disconnect? There's no relationship. Fam, there's no relationship in the process and the end result. It doesn't connect. It doesn't make sense. You're on a process right now that's getting you the results that you're getting now. The results that you've gotten up to this point is because of the moves you made, your priorities, everything about you has led you up to this point. How you see the world. You can't hide, right? Who you are is always present. We can all see it. We see it. This is what you care about. What you care about is shown at all times. What you value. Now, most people are into judging others, right? Oh, I care about this and I get this result. That person cares about that. They get that result. We call them something. Oh, that's a negative thing. That's a bad thing, whatever. We're just talking about consequences here. We're just talking about you are the end result. You are the example of how you see the world and how you do things. You are the example. So what is consuming your mind? What is consuming your mind that there's such a disconnect when you say, okay, I want clarity. I want to better myself. I want to better my life. Because you're listening to this for a reason, right? And we talked about listening for the first 10 minutes of this episode. How are you approaching this entire thing? Why is there a disconnect when you say, I want to live a better life, or I want happiness, I want love, I want to understand, I want to be clear. I don't want to live in conflict anymore. Why is there such a disconnect? Because that's where the conflict comes from. There's a disconnect. That's why there's conflict. The process, and then there's the end result. And it's like, oh man, I don't like where I'm at. But then I continue doing and continue prioritizing the things that's getting me the results that I'm getting now. And a lot of it is most people don't understand themselves. They don't understand how they listen to things. They don't understand what they prioritize. They don't understand. There's no love. Because when you love, you know. Right? When you love, you're in. When you love, you're just, it's all in energy. There's no love for oneself. There's no love as a foundation. There's no interest in oneself. There's no interest in the details. People are not interested. They want to run away. It's like, oh, I want to run away. I exist and I want to run. And in my running skills, they look for the greatest shoes and they look for the greatest outfit to run away from themselves. I want to escape my problems. I want to drink my life away, party my life away. And they don't understand why they're doing these things. They're not interested. And anytime there's any information that gets them to see that, it's like, oh man, there's a disconnect, right? There's like, oh, I don't want to see that. It's like, damn, man, like why? Why do we care so much? Like, why do we care so much about the temporary, how can we, I love this. I'm loving this right now. I'm loving this, fam. I'm clapping it up for myself because this is a process. This is real, fam. This is real. I'm getting goosebumps as I record this episode. Why do we care about the things, fam, that we care about the intensity that comes when we finally see ourselves? Think about it. Think about the most passionate moment, the most urgent moment. Think about it. You've been escaping your problems for so long, you don't want to see yourself. You listen to something like this, you read a quote on social media, someone's living their life that triggers something in you, and then there's intensity, there's passion. There's awareness, there's truth of oneself, of the moves you've been making up to this point. And in that moment, instead of embracing that, instead of turning that up to 1,000, because that's a moment, it's a life-changing moment. There's complete energy in that moment. Because we don't understand that, or because we don't have the intention to change, or because we are afraid to see ourselves, most people are quick to run away from that moment. Oh, forget that guy. That guy sucks. Forget this girl. This girl, da 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 da. And then you start deleting, blocking people, and doing all this extra shit, right? Because when you think of one person, or when you listen to a certain type of information, or when you see a certain something that intensifies what you've been running away from, there's a disconnect, right? There's a disconnect. Think about it. Think about this, what I'm talking about. People don't have a relationship with themselves. People don't look to understand themselves. People don't want to see themselves. Don't get confused, fam. Follow along very carefully. Again, how are you listening to this? Follow along very, very carefully. If you've been running away from yourself, running away from your problems, running away, and anytime there's a mirror in front of your face, a mirror can be disguised as a human being, right? It's a mirror. A human being is showing up in a certain way, and then you see them, and you know, you've been overweight, but you see somebody in shape, and you look at them, and the mirror is, that's a mirror. And you look at yourself, you're like, I'm not in shape. How do you take that moment? That's a life-changing moment. Fam, that's a life-changing moment. You can look at that and say, I'm going to do that. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to be. That's what I want for myself, for my health. Or you can say, oh, I haven't been doing it. So you know what? Block the people like this. Oh, you know, so many people are full of themselves. See how that goes? Dissing other people and start talking shit about other people. Say, oh, people like that. Look how they look. Yeah, they care about this. Creating enemies. Think about where your enemies come from. You create enemies. But all it is, most of it is the energy that gets you to see yourself. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, this is good. Think about the energy, fam. The people you create enemies of. Look online. That guy that you're like, oh, look at that guy. That girl, look at that girl. She has a type of energy. He has a type of energy. It's like, and that energy, most people feel like, okay, I can never have that energy. So I turn that energy into the enemy. And as I say this, you're probably visualizing within yourself what's happening, right? Because there's so many people listening to this right now. And again, how are you listening to this? Are you seeing this within yourself? Are you pulling up examples within your own mind to see what I'm saying? How are you approaching this? Can you see what I'm saying here? How you start talking about certain people from a certain way just to downplay it so you don't have to see yourself. It's not all about the money. It's not all about health. Oh, it's okay to have fun a little bit. It's okay to run away from your problems, right? This is what people say. There's no right or wrong way, fam. There's only consequences. You are living the results of it. So where's the relationship with yourself? Are you connected with yourself? Do you understand yourself? Do you understand how you are listening to information? Do you understand what you find good, bad, right, or wrong? Do you understand what it actually takes to become what you say you want to be? Because that's right now. Who you say you want to be, fam, is right this very moment, right now. It happens now. This is what I'm telling you. It happens now. Why is there so much you're consumed by? Like, what's consuming you that's taking you away from understanding that it happens right now? Maybe the results take time, but the energy happens now. The energy is now. It's now. Do you see what I'm saying? Man. This is what I want to become. What's the energy that it takes to be that now? I'm going to do that now. I'm going to be it now. I'm going to walk like it, act like it, talk like it. I'm it. I'm doing it now. I want change in my life. I want to live a much more meaningful existence. I'm doing that now. I'm going to create and structure my life in a way where I'm going to be what I want to become. Think about it. I'm going to be what I want to become. People think it's the opposite. I'm going to, when I get there, I'm going to become that soon. It's like, how are you seeing it? Because I'm it now. I'm there now. I'm already am it. I'm it. And then I and then I get the results of that. You have to be it first to get the results. And don't get confused with these terminologies, fam. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, relationships. And then again, how are you listening to this? So I say the relationship with yourself. You start thinking, girlfriend, boyfriend, marriage. It's like, there's a disconnect. Disconnect. What are you talking about? Internet connection? It's like, are we like, we get all stuck in definitions. If we visualize what is being said right now, we follow the process along, all of this stuff makes sense. It all makes sense. If you just slow it down a little bit, replay the episode, listen to it again over and over, you start to see, oh, I get it. Look at the energy that you, look at the energy you have. It's like the energy that you call the enemy. This is the enemy. It's like, oh man. It's like, it's interesting. It's very interesting. And my entire intention of me breaking this entire thing down to all of you is just to bring awareness to yourself in a world that pulls you in multiple different directions every single day of your life. My goal is to get you to be present for the first time. Present right now, to be finally present with yourself, to feel, to see, to stop running away, to understand you. Because once you understand you, once you start seeing this stuff and you start seeing yourself for what you're actually doing and for the things that you care about, and you start actually getting curious and the urgency, you turn it up to 1,000 and you start caring about things that actually matter. And here's what I mean by what it actually matters, based on the solution, the root cause, where you want to go. Like, hey, I don't want to feel this way anymore. Okay, start caring about the things that will get you to that point now. Start doing that now. It's like, why do we run away, and then we get a result. Right. And then we think we can't ever change. I don't think I can change ever. This is just so ingrained in my brain. It's like, you're holding on. You're holding on to a way of being. You're holding on to a priority. You're holding on to something. And I'm just saying, can you understand that? Can you see what that is? If you are holding on to running away, you can never understand what is being said. Fam, if you prioritize running away, you will never understand what is being said, because you don't want to understand. There's always a fight. There's always a comeback. There's always, but. There's always a, wait, no. Because you don't want to get it. Because like what I talked about in the beginning, if you were happen to change your perspective, your entire world turns upside down. You are completely in the unknown. For so long, you've been running away from your problems, and then now, instantly, boom, everything changed. Now you intensify. Now it becomes, now you embrace it. Now you look to understand it. Now life becomes energy. There's real energy, passion. Well, there's always energy, but we're talking about intense energy. You feel everything now. You're like, yo, I'm alive. I'll leave you guys with that, fam. I'm excited. Can't wait to see you guys next week. I appreciate you guys for listening in. If you found this episode valuable and you haven't done so yet, leave a review on the show. I would truly, 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 truly appreciate that. Share this on your social media. Send somebody that text. Tell them to check it out. And what else? That's pretty much it. I'll catch you guys next time, fam. Much love. Peace.